bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
There are the drums. You know what that means. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are back in the Napa Auto Parts studios. Chick McGee is across the way at the Bob and Tom Sports Desk. We'll get to that in just a second. We
All
have
right.
The very handsome Nick Griffin is right over there, sitting next to the very pretty Allie Breen. The two of them are on stage at the famous Go Bananas in Greater Cincinnati, Ohio, for some great shows starting this evening. And we're talking about Halloween costumes because Allie doesn't have one yet. Christy Lee's got to get one for a special party she's going to. So if you've got suggestions for any of us for Halloween costumes, we'd certainly like it. I imagine this year, I know I was talking to a guy who said that the big costume for ladies is the Harley Quinn.
Yeah, it was big last year, too.
And I assume there'll be a million Donald Trumps.
Yes.
I would think so.
Absolutely.
I would think that would be huge.
Hillary Clinton might be a big one.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I could do that pretty easy.
Tom, that would be
huge. I have a
huge
pantsuit.
Huge. Not huge.
Huge.
There's no H in
no,
huge.
It's almost a Y, right?
Yeah. I want to play something for our guests. We don't usually show off the talents of those in this room, but Chick McGee has he's noted for his impressions. Of course, his famous otter impression.
It's a badger.
It's a badger.
Oh, it's a badger.
Never been an otter.
I'm sorry. No wonder it.
Who would do an impression of an otter? That would be stupid.
No wonder I always thought it was terrible. It's a badger. That's very good.
What does an otter sound like?
Can you do
it,
your
like?
Impression of a ratchet set?
Yeah, that's a little moist, but it's close.
A nice.
I'm flowing with the juices of life. That's why I'm moving.
Okay. Now,
you have a nice putt?
Your famous... that's the ball going in the hole.
Yeah, that's not very good. I don't care for that one.
Do it again.
Anymore.
Do it again. Yeah, that's good.
it's like a cartoon putt.
You do a pretty good Joker.
This is my job.
Do you want to do
well, if it isn't the Dumbling Dodo. Dumbling's a word.
60-era Batman.
Cesar Romero. Josh pointed this out, and I didn't realize that. They just put white makeup over his mustache.
Cesar Romero. You can see the mustache clearly in the white makeup.
I'm sure you imagine that call with his agent. Well, I'll do it, but I'm not shaving the mustache.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, he's not shaving the mustache.
Yeah, that was
well, we'll just put a white makeup. Yeah.
I'm always reminded I went to a funeral once, and the decedent apparently the family didn't want to spend a lot of money on the embalming, and they just plastered all the makeup all over his face, including the eyebrows. It was really creepy. Oof.
Oh my!
Wait!
Gosh.
Instead of embalming,
what did they do?
No, they
embalmed. Instead of the makeup,
they just plastered the makeup on the poor guy, and they didn't bother, highlighting the eyebrows. It was super creepy.
Yeah.
Yikes!
Got a little makeup on the teeth. It was really awful.
Well, yeah.
wait! The corpse had an open mouth smile.
Well, knowing his family, he was glad to be dead. The point is,
at the state funeral, at the state funeral that we had for Jack, of course it was. Closed casket.
You know something? You're better than that. I wouldn't have gone there.
Absolutely.
I was trying to point out to our guests.
Thank you for coming.
This is before your time.
No, here's why this is great. Here's why I love it. I've been doing this for, 20 years.
Yes.
Because I saw this YouTube video of Jackie giving a tour of the Whiteout. And I came in and I started doing it. Shut up. Nobody does. So we didn't have any way to
prove you right.
Prove me right. And it was just the start of YouTube. And
you always get mad at me because I'll quiz Nick Griffin. You may remember this. I doubt it. You probably don't. But the biggest selling comedy album in history
Still?
No. When it first came out, the biggest comedy album in history was what? Until probably, I think, like 1970-something.
I'm going to say it was Berman. Was it Berman?
Shelley Berman?
No.
It was called The First Family.
Oh, okay.
A guy named Vaughn Meader.
Vaughn Meader. And he kind of looked like Kennedy,
and
too.
There's a famous story about Lenny Bruce in November of 63 that's pretty funny, but I'm not going to get into all that.
I think it was the 24th or 23rd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the larger point is that, and they had he was doing a Jack Kennedy thing, and it was very funny. Everybody had it. Everybody, it was like Sergeant Pepper's would be later on. Where everybody had this thing. So the
Jackie voice.
So no one believed me.
So this is the real Jackie Kennedy from the famous television special in 62, obviously.
You know what? It just dawned on me. This is so dead on. I think Jackie's natural voice is like my voice, maybe.
You think she talks like you?
That'd be disturbing.
You can tell.
Hey,
you can tell
it's here.
It's very. Is it affected?
It has to be.
It's incredibly affected, Nick. And
here we go. Now listen.
I don't know.
The first voice is that of, what is it, Charles
Collingwood.
Collingwood, okay. You'll know
from
this.
CBS News.
Here we go. Here it is.
Tell me about the silverware and china, Mrs. Kennedy.
Well, it's not silver. It's all gold or vermeil. They used to use Monroe's knives and forks, but so many of them have been lost, so they've been copied.
Lost.
Yeah, the cops came in and took them all.
Lost.
They got but lost.
I think kind of like Michael Jackson. I think she's sort of working it.
It also seems like she's like you're talking to an insane person. Like
yeah. There's no intonation.
They play a tape of a old lady.
right.
And then they decipher what she's trying to say.
Well, Nick, what you've said has made me incredibly sad.
Yeah, she sounds like she should be in Grey Gardens.
Now I'm incredibly happy.
But no, we were able to hear the Bob and Tom program.
Well, they're related.
They are related. Yeah, those are NASA.
The
Grey
Gardens. Insanity runs in the family.
Here's the from an isolated track that was not shown on the famous television special.
Oh,
we were able to find this.
One of the nicest things in this room to my untutored eye is that beautiful young lady over the fireplace.
You're right. You see so many of the beautiful old vagina. And there is Monroe's vagina. And it's all embroidered in gold.
God.
If that doesn't remind everyone not to believe anything they hear ever again.
So you're saying we should point out that was fake, that Dean did that with the magic of editing?
What? There's not a collection of vaginas in the White House, okay?
Okay.
Well since Bill's left.
Now, let's move on here. We have...
It's on you.
We have guests in the studio.
But we have a sports story specifically for Tom.
I just want to set something up very quickly. We are trying to come up with some Halloween costumes for everybody in here.
And we have suggestions coming in an email. We
okay.
Whatever you'd like.
Allie Breen, blonde hair, slender. Are you taller than Christy?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, not by much. I think I'm
5'5". Christy, blonde hair, slender, but not quite as tall.
You think you could beat her up? Huh? You think you could beat her up?
I have 50 pounds on that girl.
Oh, I don't know. I'm kind of scrappy.
We're looking for suggestions. Suggestions for costumes for all of us.
I've never seen a woman smaller in my life. She's got a waist the size of a Barbie doll.
Let me tell you.
You could go as a Barbie doll.
It's an illusion. I could go as a Barbie doll. That would be terrible.
You could go as a
Barbie. I need something a lot more interesting than a Barbie doll, though.
Next to when we
Groucho
dress
Marx.
Up.
That would be more interesting, for sure.
When we dress up on President's Day like the presidents, this could be the next best idea I've ever seen for our Halloween. We dress as the cast of Gilligan's Island.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, I'm Marianne.
Although, yeah. It's,
so
I'm
would
gonna,
you be the skipper?
I don't know. Or I'd be Gilligan, or I don't know.
You'd be a fine Thurston Howell.
I could be Mrs. Howell.
Could I be special guest star Burt Reynolds?
Was he on it?
Sure, yeah, he was on it.
Burt showed up?
I think no one can be any of the Harlem Globetrotters unless Al Jackson's in town.
That's right.
We'd get someone.
They were on one episode. That doesn't count.
Oh, you'd have to be Thurston.
The fact that the Harlem Globetrotters
were
on
it all. He'd be the
professor. You guys could do it, but you'd get a lot of negative
attention. Nick Griffin looks like the professor.
I think that's true. There's a little bit of there.
A little Russell Johnson-ish.
Yeah.
I'd like to be Gilligan, I think.
We're getting, we're being inundated with
Vibbert's
requests.
Vibbert's got to be Gilligan.
Vibbert's Gilligan.
That is true.
Josh has to dress like Ginger.
Well.
Someone's being mean.
There's more than one
really
suggestion for this.
You have to shave the mustache then and the beard.
You could be Cesar Romero and just put
makeup over it. Yeah.
Oh, we could all do the Batman's enemies.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Some villains.
The Joker, the Riddler.
Can I be Batman?
Two-Face.
Yeah, you can be Batman.
Right, old chum.
You can talk like Batman.
Robin.
Might be
Robin?
Good for radio.
I saw him in a Starbucks once in Burbank.
Who's Adam, Adam West?
Adam West, yeah.
There's a great documentary about
there
Adam
There sure
West
is. It's really good.
He's almost, he's almost 90 now.
He's almost 90 and very...
still skis.
Yeah, he's very...
He's my man.
Nick, when you run into celebrities, do you say hi or do you...
Almost never. No, I never do. I can't think of a celebrity I have said hi to.
Hmm. Maybe have they said hi to you? Like, oh, I love your stuff.
Hey, saw you on Letterman. You were great.
Who's the one celebrity you're like, I have to say something. I've got to talk to them.
Jeez, who would that be? That's a good question. I don't.
Would it
you
be
know,
some
I like weird
semi-obscure...
people like Gary Oldman I'd probably go up and say hi to.
Oh, yeah. I bet
right.
so, yeah.
Or, you know, it'd be hard not to say hi to De Niro or Pacino or something.
Yeah.
I mean,
De Niro was going down to the cellar for a while.
Yeah, I saw him down there a couple times.
He's working on that new movie called The Comedian.
Yeah,
right.
He was getting up on stage.
What? Wait a minute.
No, but they were shooting stuff down there, and one of the consultants on the movie is Jeff Ross. And,
yes,
and Jeff Ross is a very charming guy, so they kind of became friendly, and he would go down there and see Jeff Ross. Hmm.
Wow. Well, let's get back to the action.
We've had Gilligan's Island as a suggestion for us to dress up for Halloween. Also, and these are two great ones, two more great ones, The Simpsons cast.
Pretty good.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
And the cast of The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, that'd be great.
You could be Rob. Oh, Rob. You could be Rob. You could wear the suit, and it looked like Kennedy a little
bit. No, I would be. You're missing the whole point.
Would you be Mel Cooley?
Yeah, he would be.
Oh, my God. You're right. I missed it totally. You're exactly right.
And I'd have to be the blonde. What was her name?
Sally Rogers.
Sally.
You'd have to have the bow in your hair.
Yeah.
Or I could be the Carl Reiner character.
Would you wear a toupee?
That'd be funny to have the toupee. Remember, he had a whole episode where he took the toupee off?
Yeah.
Well,
that'd be great.
Laura, didn't she say in an interview that he wears a toupee and nobody knew it and he got real upset?
Yeah.
Are we all going to be hammered like they were when they were filming that show?
Yeah.
Am I crazy or was Carl Reiner originally supposed to be, like, they shot a pilot and he was Dick Van Dyke?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of Alan Brady?
Alan Brady, yeah.
Right. Well, is that sports?
No, here's the sports.
I'm sorry. This should be very exciting. What is it?
I will be here with whatever I can carry.
What is it?
From New York City. Kill the umpire? You've heard that. Well, how about just unplugging the umpire? Someday a computer, this evidently might happen in our lifetime, kids. Someday a computer may call balls and strikes in Major League Baseball. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred and Tom Terrific asked yesterday about the National League wildcard game whether baseball may eventually use an automated strike zone. He says the technology exists and it continues to improve, but ads were not there yet. Baseball has used expanded video review since 2014. Balls and strikes are not subject to review, but they did a great piece on Real Sports. If you fast forward through Bryant Gumbel looking at his clipboard, it was a really good piece about they actually tried it in minor league baseball where they had an umpire in the booth, and then they had the umpire on the field. They had a little earpiece, and the computer would read out what and he would call it, and there was practically no delay.
I do not see this happening. There are too many baseball purists out
there.
They
did. They did come up with umpires are part of the game. Them missing calls are part of the game.
Human error is part of the game and the history.
And saying shouting out "kill the computer" doesn't really have the, the zest of kill the umpire.
Oh really, Dave? Is that what you're going to do? Well, Tom has always said we should put a chip in the NFL in the football and to make sure when it passes the goal line and stuff.
And I wish the NFL could decide exactly what a catch is. I was watching a certain game.
Still under review, brother.
Yeah. That is weird that if things can be perfected, people still want to keep the human error in there. You would think it would go the other way.
Well, especially if you're a gambler.
Especially if you're a gambler, absolutely.
Yeah.
Bookies everywhere.
I know that field goal shouldn't count. Shut up! Shut up! And a former Ghana coach in soccer has insisted that the country's soccer team is going nowhere because the players are having too much sex.
Well...
I've watched enough soccer to say at least somebody's scoring, maybe off the field. That'll make it a lot more interesting.
It's very slow.
This is the team from Ghana.
Oh, sorry. Anyone?
Anyone?
The Fighting
Rians?
Okay.
Sure, yeah.
Malik Jabir.
If you're from Ghana, are you a Ghanarian?
That's no.
Yeah.
Or what are you, a Ghana?
No, you're a Ghanaian.
A Ghanaian?
A Ghanaian?
Because if you're from Korea, you're a Korean.
Right.
So if you're from Ghana, no, wouldn't you be Ghanaian?
That has
Ghanaian?
An R in it already.
Okay, look, I don't want logic in this article.
Get him, Josh. Ghanaian?
If you're from Sisyphus, are you syphilitic?
If you're from London.
Ohio.
You're it's a Londonian.
Not a Londoner?
Really?
What?
Yeah, not a Londoner?
That's the name of the yearbook, Londonian.
Really? Huh.
Yeah. Malik Jabir, who represented the Black Stars at the 1968-1972 Olympic Games and coached Ghana in 2003, believes Ghanaian stars should focus more on football than sex. A lot of today's players, I'm sorry, this is a quote. A lot of today's players cannot play 90 minutes because they get tired so easily.
Huh.
Look at me. Mm-hmm. I am the captain now.
Maybe they should run more.
They don't sleep enough. They don't train enough. And they engage in too much of these sex.
Of these sex?
I added these.
Okay.
Sex. I thought that was my.
Okay. Interesting.
Sounds quaint.
An interesting point. We have guests in the studio. We're trying to determine what they should get for their Halloween costumes. They'll be on stage this evening at the Go Bananas Comedy Complex.
There's a shot. I guess they're.
Allie Breen and Nick Griffin are here with us. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no. I'm sorry. There's a picture of me in that French maid outfit
yes.
somewhere online.
Oh, yes. It's up now.
Is it from the actual incident or has this been Photoshopped?
No, it's from the actual picture. Back in the day.
Can I see it again, please?
Yes.
This is
hold on.
Josh in a French maid, female French maid outfit.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, like so many, like the human race. Over the years, Josh has gained a couple pounds, but I mean, it's
With the beard, it's especially creepy.
You have very hairy legs.
Are those falsies? Yeah. Are those falsies in there?
No, those are his real man boobs. What the hell?
It's a little bit of both. there was some padding added, but
you
I don't know that I needed it.
You can bring awfulness to any situation.
I pride myself on that.
I think Josh is going to start a whole new category in Pornhub.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Men in French maid suits?
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Whoa, those are some hairy legs.
Well, I'm wearing fishnet stockings.
Well, still.
So it mats the hair down a little bit.
It's still hideous.
It's kind of sexy.
Well, thank you, Al.
Oh, God.
It's a little rough.
Christy, what else have you got over there, Christy? Let's move on.
Buzzkill.
I wasn't done.
There's more sports?
Dallas Police Department has determined that Denver Broncos cornerback Aqib Talib, only cornerback in the league that name rhymes itself, shot himself in an incident that occurred back on June 5th. The information comes from a source familiar with the case who spoke under the condition of anonymity. Initially, Talib told police that he heard a gunshot and fell to the ground. He claims that he then discovered, I've been shot in the leg, and was driven in his Rolls Royce to a local hospital where he was treated. Talib had also been at a strip club earlier that night where two men were shot. Talib refused a follow-up interview with the Dallas Police Department, speaking of the Kennedy thing, and his lawyer spoke for him instead. The cornerback could still face discipline from the NFL, which is also investigating the incident.
If you're going to shoot yourself, you don't take the rolls, right?
You get blood on it?
Yeah. If you think, hey, I'm going to shoot myself, wouldn't
someone else
you?
Yeah, I'm Ubering.
Yeah, take an Uber.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Take an Uber. Wouldn't you leave the Rolls at home? It
says he was driven in his Rolls Royce, so
he didn't
drive it. I mean.
So.
Maybe they put a towel down.
So, in other words, it's more likely that he got shot at the strip club is what's going on here.
One can draw that conclusion.
This is a story that maybe some creative lawyering perhaps came up with would be a certainly logical.
Tom, when was the last time you've stepped foot in a strip club?
Oh.
We had to do it one morning on the air.
Yeah, we did a live remote.
I don't know who the hell's idea that was.
20-some years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, was that the last time?
Oh, yeah.
The
whole thing creeps me out.
Creeps me out, too. I had a very, very small bachelor party, and they insisted I go to a strip club. It was just awful, not fun. And that was the last time I stepped. I was probably 20 years ago.
Yeah, they're not very fun.
I mean, I guess, you know, we're obviously not fun people because there's thousands and thousands and thousands of men who love them, but it's not fun.
I don't think they're having fun in there. They're usually just sitting and staring.
I had a buddy that would go all the time. And
there's guys like
that. He knew all of the girls' real names. That was his big thing.
Okay.
You mean Sharon? I thought her name was Galaxy. It was amazing because he never got any sex from them, and he would usually meet their drug-dealing boyfriends or their girlfriends. And I can remember one day he was helping three strippers move.
Wow.
And he would take his entire paycheck and
That's the most sad, pathetic story I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, no.
Thank you for sharing it.
Helping three strangers. That's a lot of boxes of clear heels.
Yeah. That was my buddy.
I was trying.
This is my friend. This is my friend who could.
That was it.
This is my friend whose great skill was you could line up six different types of cola.
Yeah.
And he could tell you what they were.
Yeah. I mean, including the obscure ones. You got Royal Crown, you know, Diet Right. He could also you could also hand him a Winston, a Marlboro box, and a Marlboro regular, and a Winston box, and he could pick them out.
Oh. Wow!
I hate to say it, but I love people like
that. Yeah, I do too.
Oh, and you know what else he could do?
I really do.
You know what else he could do?
This
is a skill. You could name any issue of Playboy magazine post 1960. And he could tell you the name of the centerfold.
Oh,
wow.
Well into the 70s.
No kidding.
I feel like these skills put you on an FBI list. Aren't those the ones? That
I have a Playboy question.
It's not so much that he knows it, but that the stuff you have to ignore to retain that. It's just so funny.
To focus on those things.
Every word of that is true.
Was the centerfold always on the cover?
No.
No.
Okay.
Often not.
Gotcha. No, gotcha. All right. So they were set. Okay.
And we wish Mr. Hefner the best.
Yes, we do.
Apparently near the end.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.